now be recorded.
All right, I want to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Energy Technical Advisory Committee meeting of April 4th, 2023. Please be aware of background noises. Please mute your device. If you're on a phone, do not put it on hold. Please wait to speak until requested by me at appropriate times during the meeting. I'll stack names. Everybody have an opportunity to speak. Public comment will be offered at appropriate opportunities, and participants should state their name each time they speak, and committee members, of course, please also state your name in making and seconding motion. All right, let's do a roll call to determine that we whether we have a quorum. I understand Drew Smith will not be here today. Oscar, are you on? Oscar Kaya? All right, Bob Cochelle?
Here.
John Geislers? John, I know you're there, so. Tim Grabowski?
Here.
Here.
Commissioner John?
Here.
Brian Luksic? I know Brian's on, too. I saw his name. Is he still there? Brian, are you there? No, I see he's there, so I'm going to mark him present. Tony Morgan is a new member who will be replacing Kelly Smith Burke on the representing DAX on the committee. Tony Morgan, are you here? All right, Jonathan Park. Roger Sanders. And David Wozniak.
Here.
All right, we have six members of 11, so that is a quorum. So we are able to function. Representing DBPR, we have Norman Bellamy, Tom Campbell, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Mo Madani, and Justin Bogle. I'm facilitator Jeff Blair. First order of business is to approve the agenda. Today's agenda is to approve the agenda in the minutes, and then to entertain, make recommendations to the commission regarding two requests for research public partnerships, one of them modernizing building energy code compliance from the ECF-FSEC.
Bob Cochelle.
If you mute that, their phone is just be causing some distortions. And the other is automation and performance-based compliance quality control, 40 Cartman Consulting, and I think DCF or FSEC as well. With that, is there a motion, please, to approve the agenda as posted by name?
So moved, Cochelle.
Second, Grabowski.
Motion and a second from Cochelle and Grabowski, respectively. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Next order of business is to approve the meeting minutes from the last meeting, which was February 24, 2023. And unless there's any revisions or corrections to the minutes, I'd ask for a motion to approve them as they were posted, to accept them as posted.
So moved, Cochelle.
Okay, Cochelle and Wurstisak, respectively. Any discussion? Then all in favor say aye.
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 Oops. Aye.
All right, any opposed? It's unanimous. Has any TAC members joined the call since roll call?
Yes, Roger Sanders.
All right, and Roger, did you participate in the approval of the agenda in minutes?
Yes.
Okay, great. So we have seven members present, so those votes would be 7-0 unanimous for Paul. Okay, our substantive issue for today is request for partnership support for two research projects. The first is modernizing building energy code compliance, UCF-FSEC. You've seen the documentation. If FSEC has anything else they'd like to add, I'll let them do that briefly. Anything staff wants to add, any TAC member questions, any public comment, and then we would ask for a TAC discussion and action. And the action we're requested is that there be a motion to recommend the commission partner with DCF-FSEC by actively assisting them with establishing a central repository for electronic code compliance files for the Department of Energy-funded project, Modernizing Building Energy Code Compliance. And the commission support would be in the form of serving as a forum for discussion and input, providing guidance throughout the project, and ensuring the project is technically sound and feasible, and then providing any kind of guidance and assistance with the implementation of any necessary pilot project. So it's primarily a support function The funding would come from the Department of Energy if funded. Okay, so is this you, Swami? You want to weigh in on this one?
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate you setting up this meeting. I was trying to access my camera, but it says unable to access. So rather than trying to reload and things like that, I will just make my pitch without the camera, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Staff member Jonathan Parks is on the call, too.
All right. Jonathan, were you party to the votes on the motion and minutes or not?
No, we missed the link, so we got on at 10:03.
Okay, no problem. Okay, thanks. Go ahead, Swan.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Thank you very much for everybody taking the time to be here today for just this agenda. DOE made a funding opportunity announcement in December for resilient, efficient code implementation. And that was kind of after a lull of about several years in energy code funding opportunities. This came through the bipartisan infrastructure law. And as far as Florida is concerned,
guys, is there something going on?
Something shut off. Yeah, I don't hear that. I don't hear him anymore.
Yeah, we lost the record.
It sounds like he muted himself. Now. I'm trying to unmute him, but it won't work. There he goes.
How about now?
Much better.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I'm not sure. So let me quickly start again. And again, the Department of Energy has put out a funding opportunity for through the infrastructure law, bipartisan infrastructure law, for resilient FNC code, efficient code implementation. And funding opportunities for efficient codes were kind of lacking the last several years, 5 years or so, and it has come up through the bipartisan infrastructure law. And as I was saying, in these funding opportunities, sometimes Florida is at a disadvantage because many times the funding asks for states to come up to the 2015 IECC code or things like that, and we are already there. We have been already there for some time. But in this particular case, they have gone beyond just asking states to come up to the current code. They had several topics. One was state and local code adoption, which to adopt, you know, newer codes. Then there was workforce development. And then this is the topic we were interested in, is implementation and compliance. And basically it said that the states and local jurisdictions don't have enough staff. And so energy code compliance verification can be helpful in improving code. Software tools can improve codes by streamlining compliance, helping better enforcement, helping better code development. And so we thought that would be something, you know, Florida can get money for deservedly to go after. And the fourth one was innovative approaches, like, you know, some states go beyond the regular codes into stretch codes. So we went into topic three, proposed in topic three, which was implementation and compliance. And so the process is, first you submit a five-page concept paper, which we submitted in January 31st. And that was reviewed by experts, and then a full proposal submission was encouraged. When it's encouraged, that means, usually it means that the concept we have proposed lines up fairly well with the funding opportunity announcement, their goals, and so they say, okay, go ahead and submit the full proposal. And so we did submit a full proposal on March 27th, and the result is, it's fairly very competitive. and the results are likely to be known in June of this year. So it is not as if we have got the funding or anything like that. We have just proposed it. And I want to thank Mo for his helpful suggestions all along the way, starting from the concept paper all the way to submitting the full proposal. So the title of our concept paper was Modernizing Building Energy Code Compliance with a Portal Advancing Energy Code Compliance, Equity, and Tracking. Many of these words are actually the words used in the proposal, so we proposed it. And the acronym is PAETCET, which we pronounce it as PACET. Probably that's how I pronounced PACET when I was in kindergarten. So PACET is the acronym for what we are proposing. So what EBSEC proposed is to improve code compliance by creating this portal where the code compliance input files are stored for later use. And so this will help, and this is fairly easy, and I will explain to you how. It's fairly easy because most, if not all, of FLORDA compliance is through the performance method. And that way it includes the full complement of inputs for the building. And once we know that, there is no really any specific way. But now, if we need to know what type of buildings have been built in Florida, in what area, what is predominant, have they complied with the code properly, are they taking advantage of the newer and newer technologies which the code maybe requires or allows to take. So we don't know many of these, although they may be compliant, we don't know whether the compliance is complete and accurate. So that's kind of where we are taking this. And so if we are successful, there is absolutely no financial or tangible resource commitment from either the Energy Tech or the Florida Building Commission. All funds will come from the Department of Energy. And again, when we proposed, we wanted to make sure a couple of things. One is that there should not be any additional burden to the jurisdiction. Already many of them are short staffed, and so we did not want, in proposing this, we did not want to add burden to the jurisdiction. They will continue to process compliance and as they have been doing. If they are doing paper, that's fine. The paper will be sent by the user. If they are doing electronically, that will continue. Similarly, there is no additional burden on the user. The person who's doing the compliance, we don't want them to go around and around. They will be doing exactly what they were doing right now. So those are kind of the two conditions, at least EBSEC set for itself, to make sure that you don't want to put additional burden. And so the key concept here is the compliance software itself. And thus it is on the developer to make it happen and not on anybody else. So the compliance software itself will have a mechanism to file away the either the final or during the process the input files of the user so that it can be used later on. And so at most the user will see a small dialog box on their computer which says, okay, are you ready? Is this your final? You know, file yes or no. That's basically all the user's burden would be. And so, as I said, the key concept of the compliance will be on the software developer itself, not just the Energy Gate, in any software developer. We will be providing the APIs or the application program interface to any software developer who wants to use this feature to archive the software. So what are the benefits? The benefits are several. First of all, it is easy to figure out what the building trends are in the state of Florida. Right now, yeah, we can do it, but you know, the local jurisdictions have to send copies to a central place. Those copies have to be scanned. The scan has to be kind of, you know, made into electronic, you know, pretty laborious process. And so it will be invaluable for many interested participants. And again, I want not to go into the technical details. We will be dotting the I's and crossing the T's if DOE says, you are funded. At that time, there will be specific things we may have to discuss. So it will be useful for the State Building Commission. Are there loopholes in the compliance? Okay, what do we need to fill? What about the utilities? How can they plan? What about the building construction trends and the technology which is being used? Are there better technologies within the code which can be encouraged to comply with the code better and thereby saving energy? And lastly, but not least, we are only serving as a pilot. Okay, so this is going to be a pilot, and then the success will be reported to the DOE, and then the next step will be after that. So the proposal is only to develop a pilot, test it, make sure it works, and then tell DOE all this, it is good for this one. Other states, if they want to adopt it, if Florida again wants to, officially adopt it, that all comes later on. So we at FSEC are very, upbeat on this one, because most of the time when these funding opportunities come for codes, we are already there and we are not able to get any money for Florida. So that's kind of the overall summary. And again, the role is just to provide support, guidance, feedback from various diverse perspectives. You all come from various industry groups, and I think that is very key. And in fact, the first task is to obtain stakeholder feedback. That is the first step. We will not move forward without getting all the inputs from the stakeholders, such as yourself and others also. And so we respectfully require the technical to provide the support, guidance, and feedback along the way to come up with the pilot, if this proposal is funded by DOE. And again, I want to thank Mo for his continued feedback. When we had questions, he was very ready and very prompt in answering us to help write the proposal and the concept paper. Thank you very much. And if there are any questions, I would be more than happy to answer.
Sure. Thanks, Swami. Does staff have any comments before I ask if any TAC members have any comments or questions?
Hey, Jeff, this is Mo. I think really, as stated by Swami in reviewing the proposal and all that, just want to make sure that, first of all, our commitment really is limited to providing the technical assistance to the project, meaning that reviewing the reports or progress reports from the project and providing comments, feedback. We have done that before for other projects that's funded by DOE, Train the Trainer project. One of those that was done in early 2000. The other thing is that, as Swami emphasized, there is no funding from our side, and there is no obligation. There is no commitment or the fact that the outcome of the project and all that, we're not responsible for any of that. So we're only providing feedback to this project, and really that's really the limit of our responsibility. Thank you.
Thanks, Mo. Did Tom or Justin, do you have any comments?
This is Justin. No, I don't have any comments. Tom's not on the call yet. Probably join later.
Okay. Do TAC members have any clarifying questions or something you don't understand about the proposal? All right. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bob.
Oh, I'm sorry. Swami, what does this mean if this goes through and all of this? We're doing a job and I'm the HVAC contractor. Is there anything happening to the HVAC guy? What further input is necessary? Anything? What?
Oh, hi, Bob. How are you doing? Yeah. No, absolutely none. Like I said, I'm sorry, that was Roger, right?
No, no, it was Bob Cochelle.
Oh, that was Bob. Hi, Bob. Sorry, I'm not even. Yeah, absolutely nothing. At the end of this one, there will be just a question, hey, do you want to file this away or this project or not? That's it.
Okay, thank you. Any other TAC member questions? All right, before we come back to the TAC for a motion, is there anybody from the public that would like to comment on this?
I have several questions, but I'd like to go last.
All right, is there anybody else in the public? Anybody else in the public that would like to comment? All right, Arlene, I've got 3 minutes. Go ahead and start.
So my question to Swami is, why are we just getting it now if it came out in December and the information that we had provided to us is not the five-page small proposal, but rather a one-pager? So I had a couple of questions about what that information was. I'd also like to know if the Building Commission was listed as a co-PI on this. And I'm interested in terms of how this is going to be functioning because, you know, if it's working with the Building Commission but the database is residing outside the Building Commission, I could see that some people have got some, would have some heartburn about that. You know, the Building Commission does have the product approval database with all the information there. You know, on the surface, I think that this is an important project in terms of having such a database for commercial, and it's so difficult to wrap our heads around what's actually in this. And I could see this as an important corollary to what's happening with the existing building project because, you know, there was a lot of questions for SB 4D about how people were going to find these buildings and what was the status of them. So this project would dovetail very well. I have concerns that it's not going to be as hands-off as you're saying because of all of the change orders and the differences between building departments, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't take a crack at it. I know I only have 3 minutes, but I would like to find out from Swami about why this is only coming to the TAC for approval after it was submitted, as well as, you know, is the commission of co-PI on this?
Okay, so that's, all right, thank you. All right, that's your time. Then I think there was no additional public comment, so we're going to come back to the TAC. Swami, if you wanted to take a shot briefly at that, but some of this could be probably handled offline with Mo and you and her and Arlene on their
own. Yeah, I'll be glad to explain the technical this one. And again, remember that this is the Florida Building Commission is not a co-PI, but the Florida Building Commission is the entity dealing with the code. So somehow they have to at least be informed. Now, the question you had asked is good. And again, I said clearly there is no additional burden on either the user except what I explained to Bob. That is none, actually. There may be an additional form, hey, do you want to file this or not? Hey, if the commission later decides that, and this is a pilot project, it is up to the commission and the TAC to decide what the final outcome will be. Oh, here is a final product. Florida was used as a pilot. Does Florida want to implement it? How it wants to implement it, that is entirely up to the commission. This is a pilot project. I want to make sure that is clearly understood. Now, why the concept paper was this one? Mo is, we have been discussing with Mo about, you know, what the concept is. And the concept paper, we wrote 5 concept papers, and this was the only one approved. So there is no point in taking the tax time or in having a special meeting to discuss the concept paper, which come to DOE by the hundreds. And, you know, very few of them are approved. Ours, out of 5 we sent in, 1 was approved. So that is this one. So again, the answer to most of your questions is that this is a pilot project. This is not something which we are telling the user or telling the jurisdiction to do this or that. Once the pilot is successful, then the decision point comes. And I'll be happy on the site to answer any technical questions you may have.
Right. Thanks, Swami. Okay, TAC members, the issue is before you. If you have any further discussion, that's fine. But what we'd be looking for is a motion to recommend the commission partner with UCF FSEC by actively assisting them with establishing a central repository for electronic energy code compliance files for the DEFOA 0002813 Modernizing Building Energy Code Compliance Proposal for funding by the Department of Energy. The commission would provide support by serving as a forum for discussion and input and provide guidance from inception to completion through the Energy TAC, including ensuring the project is technically sound and feasible, and provide guidance and assistance with the implementation of any necessary pilot projects. That would be the motion when you're ready to make it, or any discussion or further questions, TAC members.
Verbosky, motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to refer the motion that I just read into the record. Is there any discussion from TAC members? All right, hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That would be unanimous. Great, thank you very much. Okay, our second one is automation of performance-based compliance, quality control, and reporting. Carpenter Consulting, and I'm not sure whether UCF FSEC is involved or not. At any rate, I think Maria Cartman is here, if you'd like to provide a brief overview, and then we'll take any staff comments and we'll do the same process. Maria?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for giving me, for inviting me to this call and giving me a chance to present the project. So, very briefly about myself. I am a working member of 90.1 committee. I'm also a working member of ASHRAE Standards 140 and 229 committees. I have a consulting company that is based in Connecticut. We do a lot of work with DOE, various research projects through DOE, and the primary focus of our work is use of building energy modeling for code compliance and beyond code programs. So this is briefly my background, and we have previously worked with Swami and his team on several initiatives related to performance-based compliance. So, for example, we developed a manual with steps to review submittals that use energy modeling, and they helped us with you know, that they provided relevant information for energy. So, briefly about the project at hand. So, the proposal is part of the same DOE funding opportunity as what Swami just described. So, we went through the same process of submitting the concept paper. It was approved, and so we were able to move on to the next step and submitted the full application. So this is a national project. Florida is one of several locations across the country where we hope is the funding is awarded. We hope to pilot some of the projects and tools that we are proposing to implement. So other locations include Denver, Minnesota. We're also hoping to do pilots in New York City. So the focus of the project is to facilitate automation of model quality control. And this automation framework is developed as part of the new ASHRAE standard, ASHRAE standard 229. So, and as part of this framework, PNNL is developing a new type of software tool, rule set checking tool, that will be able to automatically verify adherence adherence of energy models to the rules of energy costs. You know, for example, in most cases for modeling-based compliance, projects need to develop two models. One model represents proposed design, as it's shown on design documents. The other model represents baseline design, which is used as points of comparison for the proposed design, and the relative energy consumption of the two models determines whether project passes code. So in Florida, this second model, you know, baseline model, has to be generated automatically by the simulation tools, such as Energy Gauge, and the correctness of this generation process really determines whether whether the compliance outcome for projects is established correctly. So if the baseline model is not generated following the rules of 9.1 or ICC, then compliance outcome would be incorrect. So this rule set checking tool developed as part of the this new standard 2.29 will be able to automatically do this verification. So as part of the proposal, we are suggesting that several tools, several popular tools used across U.S., including TrainTrace, eQuest, OpenStudio, and EnergyGauge, are updated to support this new standard 229 and its automation framework. And that would allow taking advantage of this rule set checking tool software that is developed by PNNL to verify energy models. So the Florida pilot, and again, we are proposing pilots in multiple locations, so, but I will only talk about Florida pilot now. So the Florida pilot will involve collecting models for a subset of projects, that's for models in Energy Gauge for code compliance, and checking this model using PNNL rule set checking tool. So depending on the findings, the Energy Gauge software may be updated and improved to ensure that it is better and more accurate in generating the baseline model. Another potential is perhaps verification using the rule set checking tool might be included in future in Florida compliance software certification process. But again, as Swami and Mo mentioned, there is no commitment on part of Florida to make any changes because the scope just involves it's a research project like piloting the tool. Yeah, and then another part of the project has to do with updating ComCheck. So the update to ComCheck would be done by PNNL. And this update would allow to automatically populate ComCheck using the project information entered in simulation tools that support the 29 framework. So, for example, someone who developed energy model for code compliance using an Energy Gauge would be able to automatically import project information into ComCheck. So that's the summary of the proposed project, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Right, thank you, Maria. Mo, did you want to make any comments here before we go to the TAC?
Yes, this is Mo Madani, and as was explained at this point about the scope of the project, Cartman, this project, if you recall, with us, we used to have what you call the TAM, Technical Assistance Manual, which we have used for some time to validate the energy performance compliance software. We started in 2000 under the 2014 code. Then we under the 2017 code, we decided that not to continue using the TAM, and that's because there was concern about this code of the TAM is being produced by, I believe, an entity who already has is a vendor. So we abandoned that, and now we do what you call self-affirmation, or what you call a manufacturer self-affirmation, so, or a vendor self-affirmation. So in this case, a vendor, when they want their computer program be approved by the commission, which we do approve computer software that are actually required by the code to be approved by the commission, we rely on what you call a vendor self-affirmation. And there is no verification tools anymore. This project will bring back what we call a validation tool by which these energy performance compliance methods can be validated for accuracy and all that by an entity, by a group that they're neutral. So again, the purpose of this project is to really do the research and then do a pilot study. There, with regard to the Florida Building Commission, the commission is only a partner with regard to providing technical assistance. There is no obligations or commitments from the commission with regard to the outcome or the implementation or the incorporation of such requirements. That really will be determined in the future. The Florida Solar Energy Center is a subcontractor to this project. And so in the request, as is stated, they are requesting that the commission be a partner just to provide a platform for discussion and providing comments and feedback on the project. And that's the limit of the commitments. There's no funding or so on from the commission towards this project. Thank you.
Thank you, Mel. Any other staff, Tom or Justin, have anything to add? Okay. TAC members, do you have any questions about the proposal?
Michelle, what is PNNL? Papa, November, November, Lima.
this abbreviation stands for Pacific Northwest National Lab Aboard Ship. So it's,
I didn't see that
national lab
enumerated anywhere. Okay, very good. Thank you.
Hey, Jeff, can I speak?
Sure, Dave, of course. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mo, I have a question. So they're not requesting commission to fund. They're only requesting us to endorse it?
Just to be a partner to provide feedback on the work that's being done for this project, comments, just provide comments and feedback, but no commitments, no funds, no nothing, no.
Okay, and is the project going to be funded by ASHRAE?
It'll be funded by DOE. Here's money coming from the infrastructure initiative that was approved by the Fed last year.
Well, my question is this going to be an ASHRAE research project?
I think, go ahead, Swami, or...
this will not be an ASHRAE research project. That would be... that project would be funded by Department of Energy, so it's a different funding budget, I guess. And as part of this infrastructure bill, it was one of the requirements for the proposal is to have states and jurisdictions partner on the proposal, and this is done ensure that that research completed with this funding is really rooted and attuned to the needs of people on the ground, the jurisdiction, so it's not like some abstract research done in isolation from what is needed for code officials. So that's why it was really an important part of the proposal to identify states and jurisdictions that would provide technical guidance, input on the project. And as both Mo and Swami indicated, there is no commitment, financial commitment on your part beyond just having discussions like what we're having now.
What David is asking, this is Mo Meghani, I know this is mainly, some of it is related to the requirement that in ASHRAE 90.1, does ASHRAE group going to be reviewing the research or the outcome or not?
Jeff, if I can, this is Swami. Can I speak, Jeff?
We lost Jeff.
Can I speak, Mo?
Yes, yeah, sure.
Yeah. This is not an ASHRAE project in the sense that whether it is being funded by ASHRAE. No, it is not. But there is a sense, and again, the bottom line for this project is that the performance compliance calculation is only as accurate as the baseline building which the computer generates. If the baseline building is wrong, then the compliance output is wrong. So this gives us, it is in the interest of all software developers to take advantage of what KNNL is developing. They are developing a tool which says, okay, send us your file, baseline file, and the proposed building. We will check and let you know if you have generated the baseline correctly. That's a very, very useful information. So to answer the question, SP229, which Maria is part of and leads in quite a bit way, they are in that committee consists of people from KNNL, from ResNet, and from various groups. So the ASHRAE angle comes there, but they are not funding it. ASHRAE is kind of the coordinator for the SP229, which develops the rule check tool, but the contribution is from all of them, but they have been funded separately by DOE, just as if they fund us, we will be funded separately by DOE. So it's not an ASHRAE project. It is a DOE project. I hope that helps.
Jeff, may I ask a question?
Sure. Oh, go ahead, David.
So is there an ASHRAE standard committee for 229P existing right now?
If more details on the committee, Maria is intently involved, she can explain. Yes.
But is that standard being being reviewed and developed?
That is correct.
Okay, so there is a standing committee of ASHRAE for standard 229P right now.
Correct. Yes.
And this research would be acceptable by the standards committee.
So this research looks at opportunities to use the framework that standard 229 creates and apply it to various projects. So the standard, as you know, the standard is just like a piece of paper, right? You can text on the paper. So without seeing how it works in real life, without updating energy modeling tools to comply with the standard, but we can't really go, beyond this piece of paper to having it actually implemented and affecting how compliance is done. So this research project aims to achieve that through piloting the processes, envisioned, and described in standard 229, and updating energy modeling tools to comply with standard 229.
So if the Florida Building Commission endorses this, we're really endorsing standard 229P, right?
This is Mo Madani. At this point, we're not endorsing anything. We are just helping in the pilot, and we're not adopting anything. We're helping really the study to get done, and maybe ultimately the outcome of it could be looked at in the future and see if this would be beneficial for the commission to reference or what have you. But at this point, this is really just a study, and we are just providing assistance in terms of technical feedback and all that. So that's all the limit to what we're doing here.
David, the commission support would be only in the form of providing the energy tax as a forum for discussion and input, as Mo said, including ensuring it's technically feasible and providing guidance for implementation of any pilot projects or new energy code compliant software requirements. That's it.
Well, thank you, Jeff, for clarifying. That makes sense. I just didn't understand it when I read through the proposal.
Sure. All right. Does any other TAC member have any questions or comments? Since I was off for a second, did we do public comment yet? I think we did not. Or did we?
No, we didn't.
I didn't think so. Okay. Okay, well, let's go ahead. Is there anybody from the public who would like to comment? All right. Then I guess we'll come back to the TAC. And we would, the action would be to recommend the commission partner with Cartman Consulting UCF FSAC by actively assisting them with automation and performance-based compliance quality control and reporting project for DEFOA 0002813. Proposal for funding by Department of Energy. The commission will provide support by serving as a forum for discussion and input and provide guidance through the Energy Tech, including ensuring the project is technically sound and feasible, provide guidance for the implementation of any pilot project, programs, or new energy code compliance software certification requirements. Is there a motion?
Sanders, so moved.
Second, John.
Sanders and John, respectively. Is there any further discussion, TAC members? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? That's unanimous. Okay, great.
Again, I got my mic cut off. Am I still in time for public comment?
Well, we can take, you can just do a general public comment at this point. Sure. Go ahead,
the
Arlene.
Vote was taken
hold
to
one
approve.
Second. Yes, the vote was unanimous to approve it. But if you want to make a comment now, feel free. I'll give you your 3 minutes. Go ahead.
My question was the same as previously. Is the commission a co-PI? And I was curious also as I was not clear in the last comment, since there was a single page that was distributed for consideration, I would have liked to have seen the five-page proposal in lieu of that, because I think it would have given more detail as to the project. I also think that we definitely need this information for our state. And I would also indicate that this commission, this TAC, has been concerned about making sure that the baseline cannot be edited, and that's just some information for this project, because I believe that ASHRAE does allow that to some extent. So principal investigator can drop me a line, but I am curious as to what the is the FBC a co-PI on this?
All right, thank you. Is there any additional public comment? Okay. Is there any TAC or staff member comment? All right. Then I would ask by name for a motion and a second for to adjourn, please.
Michelle, let's adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second, Grabowski.
All right, all in favor say aye.
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 All right, it's unanimous.
This
thanks,
conference
everybody.
Is no longer being recorded.
Thank you, guys.
Be well.
Thank you.
Jonathan Parks.